Well, there was a lot of things that took place out there today, starting with the first play of the game. You know, we as coaches, we talk about, you know, the little things, the detailed things making a difference. And we were soft in pass protection, have a chance to throw a home run, touchdown the first play of the game. And instead, things go the other way. We had some other, many other opportunities we didn't capitalize on, the touchdown pass to Tavon. Jake doesn't know what happened. I didn't see the play. They ruled trip, so be it. And then, you know, things start to get out of hand there, you know, with the manner in which the players were handling themselves in post-play. And I thought Bill did a pretty good job getting things under control. Disappointed that Chris made the decision that he did. He suffered the consequences. He should not be ever put himself in a position where he's watching a game from the locker room. He should be on the field. And he understands that, you know. I don't have any information on Sam right now. We've done x-rays. We're going to go do an MRI tonight immediately after we land. So get that information to you as soon as we can with respect to that. Questions?
They never made an announcement in the press box. Was it a knee?
It is a knee, yes. It is the left knee, and it's the knee with the brace on it. Anytime we're in pads, our quarterbacks wear braces on their left knee. Yes, as I said, we're gonna get off the airplane and then he'll go have an MRI. Right. So we'll have some information tonight, hopefully. So
how deflating is it first play in the game to get the pick six?
Well, it is. I mean, Sam's thrown four now and you know, all four have been deflected, you know? And three have been returned for touchdowns. And you know, gosh, you know, he played really well now, I'm telling you. Some of the throws he made, you know, we gotta catch the football, that's what we gotta do. We had way too many drops today, you know, and made way too many opportunities. I thought he played well.
This is pretty much the worst case scenario for this football team, Sam Bradford. What do you have to do now?
Well, he went down, couldn't come back in the game. I'm not going to speculate. You know, I'm not going to deal with hypotheticals now until I find out what's going on with the injury, you know, so.
Did you get to talk to Sam, like, where were spirits?
Yes, I've spoken with him, yes. Yeah. I mean, it makes no sense to rush to any conclusion right now until we know. We'll get a medical opinion, and then we'll go from there. But he was in significant pain on the sideline. So
Jeff, it seemed like it took a while on the instance where Chris got thrown out to control.
My take on it was this, okay? My take on it was there were some hard feelings on their sideline after our hit on Cam. We go to the mesh point, he handed the ball off, and he went down. Came back in the game, was fine. I think there was a little bit of retaliation from that, and then things just kind of escalated from there. I thought I saw official early going to his flag well before Chris's deal, but he couldn't get to it because he got caught up in scrum. So, but anyway, Bill had it under control, and he told me he had all control, had everything settled down, and then Chris lost his poise. That's why. Threw a punch, he lost his poise.
Did you feel like going in that, just from looking at tape, that you'd had the opportunity to go deep on these guys?
Yes, we did. I mean, that was part of our plan, you know, and we did. We weren't effective, but, you know, we had people open, and that was our plan. Our plan was also to run the football, and then, of course, we had to get away from it there at the end, you know. So, you know, we ran out of time, you know. I decided to punt the ball away, use the timeouts. You know, fourth and real longs are hard to convert, and, you know, figured we'd be able to pick up an extra series, but we didn't. So
it looked like several of those personal fouls, your guys were retaliating, like there was a shove and they retaliated. What do you tell your players in that situation?
Don't hurt the football team. And that's what Ron's telling his team right now, too. I mean, they got third and inches, you know, on the goal line, and they end up third and 15 because of unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, and they kick a field goal. So, I mean, that's exactly what happens when those things happen. When Quickie lost his poise and Harvey lost his poise, we gave him 3 points. We're backed up punting field position. We cost us 3 points.
Jeff,